Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are hanging out here at our affiliate in Salt Lake City in studio together today and tomorrow. Appreciate all of you who listen all over the country, including in all throughout the state of Ohio. We have got massive audiences all throughout the state of Ohio. We appreciate you there. I want to hit you with a little bit of sports news because it's probably going to be at the top of many different news angles today. Deshaun Watson, a quarterback now for the Cleveland Browns, formerly of the Houston Texans, before that played college football at Clemson. He has been suspended. He has agreed alongside of the NFL to a suspension of 11 games and a fine of $5 million. One of the largest suspensions and fines that has ever existed in the history of the NFL. Buck, he was accused by 30 different women of sexual impropriety related to massages. Some of those women filed civil lawsuits, which have since been settled. No criminal charges were ever brought, but he has now been traded to the Cleveland Browns. He will be eligible to play after an 11-game suspension. That news coming down right about time we started the show today. For those of you like me who are big NFL fans, who are big football fans, who are big college football fans, this has been one of the looming stories that is out there. So just letting you know, I know a lot of you out there are big sports fans and had followed that that story. As always, go to OutKick.com. They will cover sports. We will cover sports in a way that will not drive you insane. I still am involved in running that site, although Fox bought it from me. Okay, so legal issues. I'm assuming, Buck, you do not have a strong take on the Deshaun Watson suspension.
I was unfamiliar with him and his career until about 30 seconds ago. So
there you go. Legal issues. You mentioned the Trump tax investigation into his company and the decisions there. Major hearing today surrounding the Mar-a-Lago raid by the FBI. There is a hearing today on whether the affidavit, which was the underlying supportive evidence for why this warrant was granted in South Florida and why this raid happened, is going to be heard today, I believe at 1 Eastern. So in about 30 minutes from now, that will be ongoing. To update you a bit, way more intelligent than either Buck or I can do, we'll be talking with Alan Dershowitz at the top of the third hour of this program. It should be absolutely phenomenal discussion with him. But in the meantime, Buck, what's intriguing here is it seems like we've got a little bit of a game of chicken being played from a legal process. You'll remember that Merrick Garland came out last week, a week ago today, and said, we want to unseal the warrant and allow you to know what exactly was seized from the Mar-a-Lago raid. And a lot of people said, well, there's no way Donald Trump's going to agree to that. And then Trump came out and said, okay, yeah, go ahead and do it. And if anything, I would say the unsealing of that warrant has not really helped the Department of Justice in their argument that this was an exigent circumstance and that they 100% had to run in. And we need to know, to have greater clarity about the rationale for this raid, what was in the affidavit. The Department of Justice is saying, no, you can't release the affidavit. Trump wants it released. Many different news organizations, New York Times, Wall Street Journal among them, are arguing, hey, we need to see the affidavit. The Wall Street Journal this morning, Buck, had one of their editorials in the newspaper saying it is imperative that this affidavit be released. I agree with them. What do you think about this battle?
I think this all boils down to one question, the whole thing. Who is willing to believe the Russia collusion playbook all over again? Who's going to go for this a second time? Remember, fool me once. Remember what Bush said? Fool me once. Can't get fooled again. You know, he's kind of got stuck on that one.
Yeah.
The truth here is that you're seeing a lot of similarities between the early days of Russia collusion, the big lie they told about Donald Trump. And one thing that was so important to recall, you have to see the left's tactics, right? You and I are dissecting the tactics they use, whether it's legal or media propaganda, information warfare, whatever you want to call it, day in and day out. That's what we're doing here. They had these big allegations. Trump stole the 2016 election with Russia's help. That's what they said.
Yep.
And then it was, oh, there's this really damaging leak. And then they get people to say, well, based on this really damaging leak that is always absent the full context, you don't actually see the full documents. Based on all this, don't you condemn this? And they start changing people's minds. What they try to do, in essence, is push people into a collective illusion as quickly as possible. Because once they get them to go to the collective illusion of, I guess Trump did steal the Russia election. I'm sorry, Trump did steal the election in 2016 with Russia's help. Then there's the ideological allegiance of, well, I don't want to be the dumb guy who's wrong on this one. So they've got you, right? But the more information that came out, the more we saw the thing about the PP tape and the
steel dossier.
Yes, thank you. It's more fun to call it the other thing, but
golden shower lies. Yes.
Yeah. It's crazy to even talk about the biggest news organizations in the country. I have not forgotten. I remember you, CNN. I remember you, New York Times, Washington Post. They were running with all this stuff. Like, of course it's true. Anybody who knew Trump was like, there is zero chance this stuff actually went down. Zero chance. I mean, this is bonkers. And yet you see that they tried to get the narrative in place before the information came out. I think you can expect exactly the same thing to continue to occur here, because you'll see a trend. I'm gonna go, you like to bet. I wish there's a way to bet on this. The trend will be the more information, actual information, not leaks,
yes,
not news stories, the more documentation we have about the Mar-a-Lago raid, the more obvious it will be that this was trumped up, that this was exaggerated. There weren't nuclear secrets. I mean, stop to ask a fundamental question I asked about Russia collusion from the beginning was, Clay, it didn't even make sense.
Yeah.
It's a crazy idea. You're going to be in Putin's pocket for all 4 years. He could dump you at any point in time by exposing this. It's the dumbest plan. And by the way, Trump told me this later on. I think he'd heard me say it. He said, Russia collusion, it doesn't even make any bleeping sense. Totally true.
Yeah.
Actually, he said that to me in the Oval Office a long time ago. And on this issue, why would Trump want to keep nuclear secrets, everybody? Think about that. First of all, he has no idea what's in the boxes. And second of all, why would he want that? It makes no sense. He's not trying to sell nuclear secrets to the Chinese libs. I'm sorry. Your stupid lies aren't going to work on everybody. So that's why I think this unsealing that's going to come, this hearing that's going to happen is so interesting. I think they're going to say no, and then I think there'll be more pressure. I think eventually they're going to say yes. It'll be redacted, and we'll say we need to see the redactions. What does that feel like? Russia,
well, and they'll say
again.
You can't see the reactions because the state secrets are so important that if we reveal this, there will be major issues. And here is where this becomes a huge win for Democrats. I just got to be honest with you.
Oh, huge win for Democrats.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, because we're talking about defending Trump instead of attacking Biden.
Well, this is the point. Even
that
if
is that that is that is their play.
Distraction and defense. They get that no matter what through
they,
this. It turns into distraction for us and defense that we have to go on instead of, hey, you know, the Democrats elected a guy who's visibly senile, failed on COVID, and has made the economy much worse than any of us anticipated.
If the story is Biden, Democrats have a red wave that sweeps over them. If the story is, was a Mar-a-Lago raid justified or not by the FBI, many people go back to their respective camps. Buck, you know, one of the biggest challenges out there, getting people to change their minds. Get people, that's why we've had so much difficulty in getting people to believe that masks don't work. The data is overwhelming, but it takes so long to get people to come off whatever their opinion is. And Trump, to a large extent, is a known quantity. And so the usual suspects run to their corners and say, Trump is the worst human being ever. He's got to be in prison. And then people like you and me, who I believe are logical, and many of our listeners, sit and look. But when we're defending Trump, we're not attacking Biden. And so the raid on Trump is in, don't miss what's going on here, it's an offensive attack by Democrats, which forces us to get distracted into the defense of Trump as opposed to the prosecution of Biden's failures as president. And that is what we are dealing with right now. Doesn't mean these are not legitimate discussions we should be having. We certainly should. But the Democrats are controlling the narrative cycle based on their raid. Got to tell you about my friend MyPillow, Mike Lindell at MyPillow. Brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals under $30. My wife's out here in Salt Lake City with us. Also, my youngest son. We're going to have an incredible time this weekend. Do you know what shoes she brought with her? These slippers. She's got the slippers to wear all over Salt Lake City. She had them on in the hotel room this morning. She absolutely loves them. You will love them too. She is buying them for all of her friends, and you can do as well the same thing for only $29.98 with the promo code Clay and Buck. You can log on to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Clay and Buck to receive this limited time offer. 1 year warranty, 60-day money back guarantee. MyPillow.com, promo code Clay and Buck. You can also call 800-792-3269. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use the code Clay and Buck. You're going to love these slippers for just $29.98.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is Prize Picks. No surprise. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured.
Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
On this program, Clay and I are here to help you cut through the noise, the ulterior motives, to uncover the truths that no one else is going to tell you. That's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are...
Welcome in, hour number three, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show from out here in beautiful Salt Lake City, where our radio show is one of many cities where our radio show is number one. We're having a fantastic time in studio together here in Salt Lake City. We'll be here tomorrow as well. Appreciate all of you listening to us. Encourage you to go subscribe to the podcast. We are one of the, you saw, 10 biggest news podcasts in the entire country in terms of downloads. That is phenomenal for a radio show. You can search us out, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton. We are joined now by legendary, I think it's fair to say, legendary lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who has talked about basically everything under the sun. He is a professor emeritus at Harvard Law School, number one New York Times bestselling author, written 50 books. His latest, The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences, is out now. Would encourage all of you to check it out. Professor Dershowitz, I just want to dive in, big question here for you, and I've seen you discuss this a lot on Fox News, but based on everything that you have seen so far, and I know we're waiting to see what's going to happen with the affidavit and whether it's going to be released, did Attorney General Merrick Garland make the right decision to sign the warrant leading to the warrant application that led to the raid at Mar-a-Lago?
Based on what I now know, he made the categorically wrong decision based on his own principles. He said at the statement that the Justice Department generally prefers less intrusive methods and uses them whenever possible. A subpoena had been issued. There had been negotiations. All the Justice Department had to do was enforce the subpoena, go to court and say, Your Honor, we haven't been able to reach a resolution. There's a subpoena out there. Order them to bring the boxes in tomorrow. Then you go through them and you decide which documents, classified, declassified, privileged. That's the way it should have been done. Now, the affidavit, when it's released, may show, you know, that there are dead bodies lying around and you know, nuclear codes lying around. I don't think so, because if there were, there would have been much greater speed. Even when they got the search warrant, they waited a couple of days before they did it and before they implemented it.
Professor Dershowitz, are you of the mind that I know right now there's the hearing underway on the Mar-a-Lago raid affidavit. Is your expectation that it will be released? What are the considerations that the court has to make here? And assuming it is released, what are we looking for? I mean, what are some of the things that you're going to be looking at in terms of the next steps?
Here's what the judge ought to do. Whether he'll do it or not, I don't know. I don't know the judge. He ought to call the government in and say, look, there's a presumption in favor of transparency, in favor of public disclosure. If you think there are any things in the affidavit that require secrecy because of ongoing investigations, the burden of proof's on you. Show me which sentence, which words, which paragraphs, and I'll redact them. And then we'll produce the rest of the affidavit that's unredacted. I don't know whether the judge is going to do that. He may just say, no, I'm going to keep it secret. And then possibly there could be an appeal by the media. Remember, there's a media that are involved as well as Trump. Look, I have a policy that I've had for years, and I write about it in my book, The Price of Principle. If you have two sides to a dispute and one side says, produce everything, no secrets, produce everything. And the other side says, hide everything, no production, hide everything. I generally believe the side that wants everything out, and I don't believe the side that wants secrets. I've had a lot of experience with the government's claiming secrecy and crying wolf and it being false, starting with the Pentagon Papers case. I was one of the lawyers in the Pentagon Papers case, and the government represented to the Supreme Court that if the Pentagon Papers were revealed, it would pose a great danger to American national security. They were revealed and nothing happened. And since that time, I've been very skeptical of government claims of confidentiality and secrecy. And I think the burden of proof should always be on those who try to keep things secret.
We're talking to Alan Dershowitz. You've been very strong on this, and I appreciate it. I know it hasn't necessarily endeared you to left-wing East Coast friends and family, I'm sure. Yeah. But you've stood on principle over the expediency of politics. And I just want you to expound upon this idea. If what Merrick Garland did, he is the head of the Department of Justice for the chief political rival of Donald Trump, and he is investigating Donald Trump. I'm a lawyer too, Professor. We've never seen anything like this. I'm stunned. I think you've said it. I've said it on this show. I'm stunned that no one is asking, how is Merrick Garland even able to lead this investigation? Shouldn't he have to recuse himself in your mind? And if the precedent is you can investigate the chief political rivals of your president, aren't we going to see this go and spin in so many dangerous directions on a national perspective?
I completely agree. That's why there has to be structural change in the Justice Department. Right now, the Attorney General has two conflicting jobs. They're totally inconsistent. One job is to help the president get reelected, to be the legal advisor, basically, to the incumbent president, to be loyal to the president, loyal to the party he represents, the Democrats, and do everything he can to try to help the president get reelected. That's one job. The second job is to be completely non-political and make decisions involving prosecution that are based on the merits without any consideration of the political advantage to one side. Now, I know Merrick Garland. I supported him for the Supreme Court. I think he's a decent guy. Nobody can perform that magic trick of, on the one hand, being non-political, on the other hand, being loyal as a cabinet member to this administration. You know, almost every other European country breaks up the two jobs. There's one job, Minister of Justice. You're an advisor to the Prime Minister, advisor to the King, advisor to the President. And the other job is director of public prosecutions, usually a civil service job, former judge. They decide matters of who gets prosecuted or not in a non-political way. That's the way it should be in the United States. Garland cannot perform this job. No attorney general can. And it's a deep flaw in our system.
Speaking to Professor Alan Dershowitz of Harvard Law School, he's got a new book out, The Price of Principle: Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. Go pick up a copy today. Professor, I've spoken to some people, including a former attorney general, who believe that it is likely, not certain, but likely that there will still be some charge brought, some criminal charge against former President Trump. Do you also view it as likely? And then even, you know, one way or the other, if it did happen, what do you think that looks like? How does that go?
Based on the evidence we now have seen, I think it's very unlikely. I think Garland would not want to divide the country even further by bringing a close case involving classification, any close case against the president. However, if he finds smoking guns, if he finds Nixon-type crimes, that's another matter. In order to bring a charge, the criteria I would have is that basically it has to be so clear that Republicans would join him, as they did when Nixon got forced to resign. The Republicans were on the side of his resigning. That's not the case today. Today, there's a division along partisan lines, and I don't think that the Attorney General will want to divide the country even further by indicting the future nominee of the opposing party. You really have to have the strongest possible case for that. Now, you know, people today are willing to do anything to get Trump. Take, for example, my former colleague, Lawrence Tribe, professor at Harvard Law School, who said on CNN that he was urging his former student, the attorney general, to prosecute Donald Trump for attempting to murder Vice President Pence. Now, that is the single stupidest thing I've ever heard a law professor say in the 60 years I've been practicing law. But he is adored by the left because he's trying to get Trump. And if you try to get Trump, that trumps everything. Trump trumps the Constitution. Trump trumps civil rights. Trump trumps civil liberties. Trump trumps equal protection, due process. If you're trying to get Trump, you're excused. I'll give you another example. The former, the daughter of the former president of the United States, John Kennedy's daughter, Caroline Kennedy, was seated next to me at a dinner party. And she said to me, if I knew you had been invited, I would never have come. In other words, she's saying she wouldn't want to be in the same room with me. She's the ambassador to Australia from the United States. She's supposed to sit in the same room with the heads of China and North Korea, and she can't sit in the same room with a man who exercised his constitutional rights to defend the president. I wish she had read her father's book, The Profiles of Courage. Maybe she'd have a different view. But it's Trump derangement syndrome. You mention the word Trump and people just go crazy. They lose their bearings. They become Donald Trump. They become Caroline Kennedy. And it's very, very dangerous to civil liberties.
We're talking to Alan Dershowitz. You mentioned that you know Merrick Garland and found him to be a reasonable person. In fact, you even supported his potential ascension to the Supreme Court. You don't think he's going to charge, but the decision to even sign off on these warrants was a massive step from a precedent-setting perspective. What is going on with him? How would you psychoanalyze? You said he's got an untenable position. I think that's likely true. But if he's supposed to be so moderate, reasoned, and rational, this decision to grant the warrants and sign off on this application seems to be the opposite of that. And once the train starts moving, Professor, and you're saying, oh, we're raiding Trump, everyone out there is saying, well, you now have to charge him because you did the raid. How does he stop this sort of crazy train that he is allowed to be unleashed and not charge him?
Well, I think he can. I think he can say the way Comey said with Hillary Clinton, I've done a thorough investigation. I've looked at everything. I conducted the search. I'm not apologizing for that. But based on everything we've gotten and the search, I still criticize Trump for not disclosing and not providing the material to the archives. But there's not enough here to prosecute. That's what he should do based on the current information. Now,
what do you think the time frame on that would be? Yeah, what would be the time frame on this, making a statement like that in your mind?
Months, probably toward the end of the year is when he would make such a statement. And that's, you know, not too, you know, that's after the midterm elections. I don't know if he would do it before or after the midterm elections, because just like Comey's statement probably had an impact on the 2016 presidential election, anything he says could have an impact on the midterm elections. So far, I think that if they were trying to achieve a political goal, it's backfired. I think this has helped Trump. I think it's hurt the Democrats. I'm a liberal Democrat. I voted twice against Donald Trump. One of the reasons I don't want him to be disqualified from running a third time is I want to exercise my fundamental constitutional rights to vote against him. I am not a Trump supporter. I'm a supporter of the Constitution. The Constitution is on Trump's side. And so I'm supporting Trump constitutionally. But you know, the folks in Martha's Vineyard and the East Coast don't seem to understand that. They go back to the days of McCarthy, where you associate a lawyer with the lawyer's client. And that's just as serious.
Just one more for you, Professor Dershowitz. Should there be a special counsel appointed around Hunter Biden, not just because of the hookers and the drugs and the illegal firearms, alleged illegal firearms possession issue, but the buying off the access to his father, who was then vice president, and now, of course, president, the paintings that are going for hundreds of thousands of dollars. How can this DOJ, in any capacity, oversee a fair investigation of the sitting president's son?
That's a very good point. I generally don't favor special prosecutors because they put a target on the back of the individual and then decide whether there's enough evidence to get him. But I think in this case, if you're going to have special prosecutors, this sounds like a good case for a former judge, highly respected, nonpartisan, to be looking at the evidence. Some of the evidence that you mentioned probably would support state prosecutions rather than federal prosecutions, but still there's probably enough there to look into federal prosecutions. Look, I hope he's not guilty. I don't like to criminalize political differences, but the same rule has to apply for Democrats and Republicans, for a former president, a future president, or the son of a president. We can't have different rules for different people.
That leads me to this one quick question for you. How do we get back to normalcy? You pointed out that it used to be that who you represented as a lawyer wasn't a sign of your fit or awful right. opinions yourself. It was understood. John Adams represented the Boston Massacre defendants, yeah. right? Nobody was suggesting that he was on the side of the British. But to your point, everyone has gone insane, it feels like, in the legal profession over Trump. Yeah. How does normalcy return?
Well, that's the last chapter of my book, The Price of Principle. I think normalcy returns by having programs like yours, speaking out, letting the truth come out, letting things like the affidavit be made public so people can judge for themselves, and a sense of tolerance, people talking to each other. You know, I used to debate William Buckley all the time on television, and I debated him in front of thousands of people in Harvard. And, you know, we fought like children, but then we had a drink together. He called me his favorite liberal, and I was he was my favorite conservative. Today, you couldn't have Lincoln-Douglas debates. Half the country would say, we believe Lincoln, we don't want to hear Douglas. And the other half would say, we believe Douglas, we don't want to hear Lincoln. And that's the fault of universities. Universities don't want to confront students with any points of view other than ones they already agreed to. Lawrence Summers, the former president of Harvard, in an interview today, said that the new McCarthyism has infected universities. They don't allow contrary views to be presented. In fact, if you demand meritocracy today in a university, it's called a micro, sin, basically aggression, because
yes,
you can't have meritocracy. Well, Martin Luther King talked about the day that his children will be judged by the quality of their character, not the color of their skin. And so that's meritocracy, but you can't say meritocracy on university campuses today without getting into trouble.
I appreciate everything you're saying, everything you're doing. I think your voice is an important one. And I appreciate the fact that you're willing sometimes to lose some friends and colleagues who may have loved your work for years to stand on principle over the passions of the moment. Thank you for coming on with us.
But they take it out of my wife. They take it out of my children, just the way it had happened during McCarthyism. And that's unacceptable and intolerable in America.
Amen. And you're going to be, they love to talk about the right and wrong side of histories. I'm very confident, Professor Dershowitz, that you are going to be on the right side of history in the decades to come. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
More often than not, packaged foods in supermarkets are made with farming products from last year's harvest. Last year was good for harvest, enough to stock supermarket shelves everywhere. This year, we may see a difference in the amount of available food in the future, potentially a real difference. That's why you need to check out prepareWithClayandBuck.com right now. You can save $50 on a four-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest food preparedness company with millions of customers already well-stocked with emergency food in case shortages occur. Get yourself taken care of now and your family before you come to regret it. We'll save $50 on each four-week kit when you go to preparewithclayandbuck.com. Your food ships fast in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Don't let your family suffer during the coming food shortages. Go to preparewithclayandbuck.com right now. That's preparewithclayandbuck.com. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Buck, at some point we need to come up with a breaking news sounder because it feels like we have got a lot of breaking news that typically comes down during the time that we are on the air. You heard us talking with Alan Dershowitz. He was phenomenal discussing this affidavit hearing. The judge has already issued a ruling, and I am reading directly from some of that ruling. And the headline, this is from NBC News right now. The judge has ordered portions, at least, of the Mar-a-Lago search affidavit to be unsealed. This is a big deal. Here's a quote from his decision, Buck. On my initial careful review, there are portions of it that can be unsealed. This is Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart. He is the judge who allowed this warrant to be issued, which allowed the raid to take place at Mar-a-Lago. The top government lawyers had argued that this could not be released in any way because it would jeopardize the investigation. The judge said he would, quote, give the government a full and fair opportunity to make redactions, ordered those redactions to be returned to him by next Thursday. He said he would review their request and then either order its release if he agrees with the redaction or hold a closed-door hearing with the government if he disagrees with the moves that he is making. That is the big decision here that has just come down.
So I know how this is going to go. Anyone want to skip to the end of this? Here's what's going to happen. Having looked at lots and lots and lots of classified in my years at the agency, and then also the redactions process, judges tend to be very deferential to the government when it comes to what is considered secret and sensitive and classified. So here's how this will play out. They'll release this affidavit, and there'll be some generalizations in there. Super secret important stuff needed to be found at Mar-a-Lago, and then it will be blacked out, blacked out, blacked out, and then more super secret information we were looking for regarding blacked out, blacked out. And here's what they're going to say. Oh, look, the Democrats will claim that this justifies the search, that this was all done on the up and up, and people on the right are going to say, I don't trust that they're actually redacting things that would really hurt national security if it was known. Remember, it's not the actual documents. It's what kind of document basically they are looking for. That's what the expectation is here. I also want to know, is there anything relating to January 6th that would be in this affidavit? So, Clay, the plot thickens, but this also extends. This keeps going. This is not going to solve it, even when they release it.
Yeah, and here's what I would say, Buck, that is maybe a little bit of an interesting angle here that isn't being talked about a great deal. All of the news media is actually on Trump's side here, wanting this affidavit to be released. So New York Times, NBC, CBS, The Washington Post, all of these places that ordinarily would be lined up against Trump. And look, we don't know what they're...
But this is for their business model, right? This is a huge story.
Correct. But that is kind of an intriguing angle here. And I will just say this. This magistrate judge has come under a lot of heat. The best way for him to relinquish the heat on himself personally is by publishing the affidavit. Wait,
the former Epstein defense attorney, now judge guy, is coming under heat? What a surprise.
Well, now all of a sudden, judges being under heat is unacceptable. We talked about this earlier in the show. The AP came out with a story, Buck, saying, oh, right-wing activists are targeting judges with rulings that they don't like. And a lot of people out there were saying, yeah, you mean like when a left-wing activist tried to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh?
It's not even just the assassination attempt, obviously. That's something worth reminding everybody of. It's that essentially the entire Democrat Party was supportive of the explicitly illegal intimidation protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices in the run-up to the Dobbs decision after the leak. By the way, how's that Supreme Court leak investigation going, everybody? What a shock. You mean that they're not just getting right down to the bottom of it right away? They don't want to out one of Sotomayor's clerks? Because I think we all believe that's probably who was engaged in it. We don't know for a fact, but likely.
Yeah.
One of the liberal judges. You could pick one if you like. Point is, They have a very different feeling about judges when they don't like them. And this is something you have to remember about Democrats. The central principle is they have no principles.
Alan Dershowitz, timing on having him on the first hour of this. If you're just getting in your car right now and you for some reason missed our conversation with Alan Dershowitz, you need to go listen to that on the podcast. You need to go check out clayandbuck.com. You can go read the transcript yourself if you don't have time to listen to it. Buck, Alan Dershowitz has been one of the few attorneys that has stood on principle throughout the Trump era. And he's no fan of Trump individually from
voted against him twice.
Yeah, so he hoped to get to vote against him again. But the principles that he is standing on in favor of, i.e. the constitutional republic upon which our country is based, his prediction that Merrick Garland is going to come out and issue a James Comey-like statement where he castigates Trump for his behavior as it pertains to these documents, but says there are not evidence like James Comey did for Hillary Clinton. If that happens, left-wingers in this country are going to lose their mind because he is the new Robert Mueller. Now Merrick Garland is their savior. He's going to hold Trump accountable. We use the analogy of Lucy and the football. If he comes out and eventually says, hey, Trump behaved in a way that I wouldn't advocate for, but it's not a crime, they're going to lose their minds. My concern is after the warrants were granted and the raid, I'm worried that he's not going to have the spine to be willing to do that.
Well, you also have to look at the reality here is the Democrats continue along this trend of wanting to imprison their political opponents.
Yes.
This has become normalized for years. This isn't just the Mar-a-Lago raid. This goes back to Russia collusion. Because of their Trump derangement syndrome and their obsession with the massive lie that Donald Trump worked with Vladimir Putin to steal, which when you say it out loud now, doesn't it sound like something a crazy person would say?
Yes, it does.
Worked with the Kremlin to steal. How exactly? How is that going to work? Oh, with some Facebook ads that said mean things about Hillary? Guess what? There were a lot of those out there already. But what you see here is that they don't care about any of the constitutional principles involved. They just want to lock up their political opponents. Maybe if they had better arguments, maybe if they had better ideas for how to improve life for people in this country, for how to make this a prosperous and more law-abiding country, a more prosperous and law-abiding country, they would feel like they wouldn't have to keep trying to throw people in prison. Wasn't it Lavrenty Beria, the head of the KGB for a while, said, you show me the man, I'll show you the crime? That's what they're doing with Republican after Republican. I've gone down the list before.
No doubt. We come back, we'll close out the show, Thursday edition from Salt Lake City. But again, encourage you to go make sure you listen to that Alan Dershowitz conversation. Share it with your friends. I think it's as good as you're going to hear of a legal analysis.
I knew I messed up. As head of the NKVD, the precursor to the KGB, in my line of work, Clay, can't make that mistake.
I would have had no idea, and I bet most of our listeners wouldn't, but you cleared it up. I want to tell you, Brian Stelter, reliable sources, canceled at CNN. If you want to have testosterone in your life and not be like Brian Stelter and all of the men who work at CNN, you need to go out and get yourself some testosterone supplement. In fact, Brian Stelter and the CNN crew could really seriously, especially now they fired Chris Cuomo, they could use some testosterone.
Clay's being really mean today.
The main ingredient in Chalk Daily has been proven to increase testosterone levels by 20% in men in just 90 days. That would quadruple Brian Stelter's testosterone level. After 3 months, you'll feel the difference. Chalk also offers something called the Male Vitality Stack, a combination of three supplements that improve energy and focus. You can learn about what Chalk has to offer at chalk.com, chok.com. Again, remember, chok.com. You can share that link with Brian Stelter. Subscribe now to their daily regimen. You'll be in great shape come the winter months. Use the code CLAY95. That's my name and the number 95 to get 95% off your first month of any single Chalk subscription under $70. If you're not sure what to get, there's an online assistant that can advise you. That's chok.com. Use my promo code CLAY95. Share it with Brian Stelter today.
On this program, Clay and I are here to help you cut through the noise, the ulterior motives, to uncover the truths that no one else is going to tell you. That's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are...
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. You just heard Buck talking about one of the least covered stories in all of American life today in terms of things that are impacting us every single day. What is going on at the border and the absolute failures of the Biden administration? Joe Biden hasn't even made a trip to the border. He cares more about the border with Ukraine and Russia than he does the border in the United States. And we're joined now by Tom Homan, former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, of course, ICE, worked in border security and immigration enforcement for 35 years, visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Tom, we appreciate you making the time for us. Has the border ever been as bad in your 35-year knowledge of the border situation than it is today?
No, it's the worst it's ever been, and not even close by far. The last year that had 1.7 illegal entries, and that was the historic record. We're at 2 million already, and we got 2 months left. We're going to end this year about 2.4, 2.5, with a new historic record blowing away last year's record. So it just keeps getting worse.
Tom, it's Buck. What are the frontline border patrol agents telling you they're facing now? And also, what does their leadership from D.C. tell them about the situation? I mean, there must be at some level a recognition that there's no effort made whatsoever from this Biden White House to try to push back on this tidal wave of illegal immigration in the country. So what are the rank and file being told by D.C. leadership at ICE, at Border Patrol? What are you hearing?
They're not being told anything. I mean, Border Patrol agents, that's why you see these videos being leaked to the secretary having town halls. You notice he isn't having any more of those because the Border Patrol, they're frustrated. They're saying, okay, the Secretary of Homeland Security comes here for a town hall and we get in an argument because we're not allowed to do our jobs and we got a crisis at the border. We don't have enough resources to handle it. They just want to hear what's the plan? What's the strategy? If the Secretary is going to make a trip down and talk to Border Patrol, just explain to them, what is your strategy? What is your plan? What's the administration going to do? Because these agents are just working their butts off every day, 24/7, with a record number of migrants that has taken up to 70% of them off the patrol into facilities to change diapers, make baby formula, make hospital runs, make airport runs. These guys can't do their job. And all they want is an answer. What is the plan? What is the strategy? How are we going to secure the border? Are we not going to secure the border? The administration doesn't talk to them. So, look, the men and women of the Border Patrol, the men and women of ICE, They've lost confidence in the president. They lost confidence in the Secretary of Homeland Security. They feel like they've been abandoned by both of them, and they have. So the Border Patrol and ICE morale is in the toilet. I'm proud that they get up and go to work every day, you know, do what they can, but they're not allowed to do their job, uphold the oath they took. It's terrible.
Tom, it seems clear that the cartels are also flexing their muscle in a way that we have never seen before. Fentanyl shipments continuing to roar across the border, killing hundreds of thousands of people in the United States. In addition to our own border security being, as you said, weaker than you've ever seen in 35 years, has the cartel's power on the southern side of this border ever been higher than it is right now?
No, the Mexican cartels control our southern border. I've had several chief patrol agents tell me directly they have lost operational control over our southern border. They cannot contain what's coming through. That's evidenced by the nearly 900,000 gotaways since Joe Biden became president. These are gotaways that are on film, censored, drone traffic. These are people that enter the country illegally and Border Patrol couldn't arrest them because they didn't have the resources to do it. So, you know, one chief patrol agent used the term broken arrow. That's a term he used to me. He goes, we're overrun. We can't contain it. So the Mexican cartels are powerful. Look, they're making more money right now than they've ever made. They're making record money with alien smuggling. They're making record money with human and sex trafficking women. They're making record money on drug smuggling. When you get up to 70% of Border Patrol agents off the line, they're moving massive amounts of drugs. That's why you see so many overdose deaths of fentanyl. DEA says 95% of that fentanyl comes across the southwest border. Why? Because up to 70% of Border Patrol agents aren't on the line. So, you know, the cartels are having a field day. And that's why you see so much violence in Mexico right now. The cartels are fighting each other for control of the plazas.
Speaking of Tom Homan, former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Acting Director. Tom, you know, we've been talking today about how Republicans, it's not enough to point out, although it's a necessary, really a precondition for the debate, the failures of this Biden administration, specifically on the border. But fixing this, what does fixing the situation look like? I mean, if someone made you, and I know a guy who just might at some point, border czar, and you were in charge of restoring law and order down there, what would that look like? What needs to happen?
We dust off Trump policies and reinstate them in one day. And we get control of the border in 30 days. We would reinstate Remain Mexico, full throttle. We would reinstate Title 42, full throttle. We would reinstate the Third Safe Country Agreement. So if you're escaping, you know, so-called asylum from Honduras, you get to Mexico, guess what? You find asylum in Mexico because you've escaped that so-called fear of persecution. We would continue building the wall. We would stop catch and release. We would detain those we had to detain. They would be detained. And we would remove people as minute they get the remove order. It's been done. We had a border that's the most secure it's ever been. And we had some more work to do. We had to finish wall and two other things. And I read a lot in the paper right now. People say, well, obviously the walls don't work because you got record illegal immigration. Well, you're a moron because the second question needs to be, where are they coming? They're coming where there isn't a wall. So we will continue building the wall. We dust off the Trump plans and put it in place, and we get the border under control within 30 days, if not sooner. We had the president, whoever the president would be, hopefully it would be Trump, call Mexico and say, you're going to do this and you're going to do that, or I'm going to tariff the hell out of you. He wouldn't be sending money to Central American countries like it's been done, like the Biden administration is doing. We've done it for decades. It don't work. What President Trump did is says, hell, I'm not giving them a dime. Matter of fact, I'm going to take money away if they don't step up and do what they're supposed to do. And that's what he did. He didn't pay a bribe to these Central American countries. He said, whatever international aid you get from the United States, it ends if you don't start doing what you're supposed to on your border. And it worked. So we just reinstate the Trump policies and take them a little further, and we will secure the border.
Outstanding stuff, as always, Tom. We appreciate your time, and we need to keep you on the show as often as we can to let people know what a disaster it is at the border. We appreciate everything you did to help make it safe there.
Okay, thank you, sir.
That was Tom Homan, for 35 years at the border, former ICE director. He knows how to fix everything. When we come back, big hearing going on today into the warrants and whether the affidavit is going to be published so that we can all read it to see whether or not the Mar-a-Lago raid was justified. We're going to be joined by legendary constitutional scholar and lawyer Alan Dershowitz to break down this story and more for you. Was the FBI's raid justified? What is going on inside of the Department of Justice? And how overall is this power dynamic existing where Merrick Garland is investigating his chief political rival? Buck, it is going to be a fantastic conversation, and it's happening next.
It's as good a time as any to think differently about protecting the value of your savings account. I'd go as far as saying this is the best time to do it. With inflation the way it is, it just makes sense to consider a new, more reliable approach. Owning gold is one way. Gold has been proven over time to hold value when markets become turbulent. And there's a company I've relied on for years for my gold purchases, and you should too. The Oxford Gold Group. I find value in purchasing real gold. I've got gold coins at home. I've got gold bars. I've got silver. All from the Oxford Gold Group. They're the industry leader, given their advice and their best pricing guarantees. Give them a call to diversify your portfolio today and request your free precious metals investment guide. Toll free, 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D. Clay, obviously the unsealing of the affidavit that just happened is going to be something we're looking at in the days ahead. The Mar-a-Lago raid will get a whole lot of attention. I do worry that the distraction from the disaster of the Biden regime is to the Democrats' benefit, unfortunately, that it, if nothing else, just like I said about Mueller, even if they don't get Trump at the end of Mueller, the process was the punishment. They were grinding down the administration with bureaucratic and legalistic garbage. I worry about that with Democrats. And that's all a way of saying I did want to take a moment to just give a little hat tip to the Prime Minister of Finland, who is once again in the headlines. For those of you, and a lot of the ladies right now are like, wait, what? The guys listening to this who have been looking at the news today are saying, oh, yeah, the Prime Minister of Finland out partying, apparently. Clay, we are not a puritanical world anymore. I think if a prime minister wants to go out and have a little dance party, if she's like 30 and the prime minister, she should be allowed to.
This is, I feel like we need a hottest leader of all time rankings. The prime minister of Finland, who, what's her name? Do we know?
Doesn't, I mean, sure, just I'll look it up.
For she is good looking even for a normal person, right? Like there's politicians good looking.
She's not political like, hot? Is
like,
that what you're saying?
I would say you and I are.
Sanna Marin.
Sanna Marin. I would say you and I are radio show host good looking, right? Like
I'll take
there's
it.
There's a lot of dudes who do, and women who do radio, and they do radio for a reason. Like I used to say back in the day when I did sports, if you went into the press box, this was not a really good-looking collection of people, by and large. And I was like, I'm decent-looking for a sports writer. I think I'm decent-looking for a radio host. This woman is smoking hot for the leader of a country.
The second Wayne's World movie, there's actually a radio joke where this guy, they're looking for the radio host named Handsome Dan.
Yeah.
And they have some male model guy walk in, and he's actually just doing the, hey! On the radio, and then Handsome Dan walks in, and they obviously, he's like a comedian, they make him look pretty, you know, radio is, we're generally not known for our abs here, I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah, I will say that.
But Sanna Marin, she's got a future in politics, probably in Hollywood, Instagram influencer, but I'm surprised in Finland they'd give her, isn't this one of these countries where they're like, oh, it's all very free and, you know, footloose.
Well,
and
I think
free.
Initially it was because she wasn't complying with some COVID policies, right?
Yes.
She was out partying late. And I evidently, even in Finland where everybody's super, you know, relaxed and laid back, they were upset that she was saying, you know, this COVID policy doesn't make sense. I want to go out and drink and party. And I think you could say, well, does the leader of the free world need to be out drinking and partying all the time? That's one of my favorite Trump quotes ever. So, he said, I don't drink at all. Can you imagine if I did drink? You know, which is actually really funny.
So she's 36 years old, leader of Finland, which is obviously now joining NATO. So that's got that going forward, which is nice. And she's been spotted clubbing in Helsinki with friends early in the morning. For hours, Clay, without her official phone. Just in case, I don't know, like the Russians invaded or something? I mean, what's the big concern? I think she should be allowed to go out at 2 o'clock in the morning and party a little bit. Finland's small enough where they could find her if they needed to. You know what I mean?
I think NATO would find her. And it is interesting that they are joining NATO. And we'll see. And probably I'll check my mentions. People will say, why would you even mention the attractiveness of Finland's prime minister? And I would just say, well, she is good looking. Are we supposed to pretend this is not the story? The reason why people care, I think, really, about her out partying all the time is because she's good looking.
One thing that is unspoken in the world of politics in America and all over the world, at least in, you know, democratic and free societies, being good looking, period, is helpful in politics. Being a good looking woman, also helpful in politics. Just a fact. It's just the truth.
There's all the talk, remember, Buck, over the years about privilege. There's obsession, you know, white privilege. You've got, certainly, we're here in Salt Lake City.
Hot privilege is a whole other level of privilege.
Hot privilege is the highest privilege out there. I think it's hot privilege, number one. I think athlete privilege is number two. Because athletes can basically get away with anything if they're good enough at their sport. Really good-looking people can get away with it, and they don't even realize how much they're getting away with. I think it's hot privilege one, then athlete privilege, and then we can argue about how the ascendancy goes from there.
So you're up on the politics of Finland right now, folks, which I know is very, again, I think a lot of the ladies listening are like, why are they wasting their time with this? But for a lot of the gentlemen listening, particularly the single ones in their 30s and 40s, etc., they're saying, Prime Minister of Finland, respect. So there's that going on for us, which is nice. Clay, I got to say, I also think that they're you know, they're bringing back another random story. You see this? This is like a Jurassic Park theme or Jurassic Park style maneuver. They're using DNA and stem cell therapy, I think, to bring back the Tasmanian tiger.
Yeah,
did you see
I saw this?
This. Now I want a Tasmanian tiger as a pet. This is the problem. This is what happens.
This is, I think, going to be really intriguing because they've been talking about trying to bring back the woolly mammoth. If you remember.
A little big for my apartment. I'm just going to throw that out there, but still cool.
They keep finding old woolly mammoths, and they think using existing elephant DNA, they can reconstitute it. I just hope Fauci's not in charge. Every time we talk about using labs to create anything, I'm just sitting around thinking, I hope Fauci is not involved in the saber-toothed tiger, Tasmanian devil, in the woolly mammoth, because we're all going to end up dead if Fauci's in charge of bringing back any of these violent past predators.
I can see the press conference right now. Saber-toothed tigers were here first. A few of your neighbors may be consumed partially. They may have all of their flesh stripped from their bones if they're in a congregate setting by the saber-toothed tigers.
Congregate
we have
settings.
Reanimated. But the woolly mammoth, I will say, keep at least 60 feet of distance because they move fast, folks. They're large and angry.
So, very important stuff there. So, we've got so much going on, friends, to talk about tomorrow. We'll be here with you again in Salt Lake City. So thanks for rolling with us. Maybe I'll go do a little more research on the for those who are wondering, what is a Tasmanian tiger? It went extinct.
Isn't it kind of like the saber-toothed tiger?
Yeah, same idea. So in Jurassic Park, they used mosquito in amber.
Which was a
DNA.
Brilliant idea for a book back
Amazing.
In the day by Michael Crichton.
You know I'm a Michael Crichton super fan. So the Tasmanian tiger they want to try to bring back, they're going to mix in with some DNA. I'm just saying, when they open the Tasmanian tiger park, maybe wait to see how it goes. Don't be the first ones to go check it out. I just important safety tips for the Clay and Buck audience.
No doubt. Thank you to all our hosts out here at KNRS, where we have been absolutely dominating. We love all you out here. We'll be in Salt Lake City with you tomorrow. Come hang.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.